Get yourself in a comfortable position. Breathe deeply, filling your lungs all the way to the bottom, and then push all that air out again. And this time when you breathe in, try to fill the top part of your lungs near your shoulders. And then push it out. Continue breathing deeply and evenly as you focus on the sound of my voice. Did you know that by thinking, you set in motion a power that creates? Whatever you think, it'll turn out exactly as you think. You throw out into mind an idea, and mind then as your greatest friend. It's always with you wherever you may be. It never deserts you. You are never alone. There is no doubt, no fear, and no wondering. You just know. You're going to use the only power that there is in the universe. You are going to use it for a definite purpose. You're going to be fixing this purpose in your thought. You desire only the good. And you know that only the good can come to you. You have made your unity with life, and now life is going to help you in your affairs. So first, think about your body. How do you want your body to feel? Just daydream a little bit about this. Imagine your body looking just as you would like it to look. See it in your mind's eye. Try to imagine how that beautiful body would feel. Move it in your imagination. Take it for a walk. Dress it in something that pleases you. Appreciate its stamina and flexibility and clarity. Just continue daydreaming about this wonderful physical vehicle. Just stay in this vision until you feel a little refreshed, and then we'll move on. Now I want you to think about your relationships. Bring an image of the most significant person in your life experience and see that person with you. It might be a friend, a mate, a child, a co-worker. Feel appreciation for that person. To yourself, speak your appreciation for that person. Imagine that person loving you back, praising you and complimenting you. Feel your mutual appreciation and admiration. And stay with this vision for just a few moments. And now think about your home. Can you feel appreciation for your home? Make mental pictures of the home as you wish it to be. See it orderly if you desire that, and beautifully furnished if you desire that. In an easy and carefree manner, imagine it however you'd like it to be. Take pleasure from this vision and stay there a few moments. Now think about your work. Gather a mental picture of your work. If you work from home or if you go to an office, just picture that. Feel appreciation for the excuse it gives you to flow energy towards something. Acknowledge how expansive it is, and feel appreciation for its ever-changing nature. See yourself expanding and thriving. Feel appreciation for all the things it brings you. And stay with this vision for a few moments. We've gone through several areas of your life. There may be others that you wish to contemplate. Fill those areas with such an atmosphere of success that it will become an irresistible power. It will sweep everything before it as it realizes the greatness and the almightiness of the One. You are so sure that you will not even look to see if it's going to happen. You just know. And now your word, which is one with the infinite life, is to be spoken inwardly in calm and perfect trust. It's to be taken up, and at once it is to be operated on. Perfect is the pattern, and perfect will be the result. You see yourself surrounded by the things that you desire. More than this, you are the things that you desire. Your word is now establishing it forever. See this, feel it, and know it. You are now encompassed by perfect life, by infinite activity, by all power, and by all guidance. The power of the Spirit is drawing to you all people. It is supplying you with all good. It is filling you with all life, truth, and love. And so it is.
The page lies fresh and white before you, even as does the new day. Old things shall rule you no more. Eva Bell Werber, Quiet Talks with the Master. To rise above the contemplation of conditions is to enter that field of causation which makes all things new in our experience. Science of Mind, page 414. Turning within today, we are met at the door of our hearts by loving words from the Master. What a joy to contemplate each vowel and syllable that pours forth to quench our insatiable thirst to know the truth. Today, we are asked to consider the power we have to write the story of the lives we want to experience. With the new dawn, finding ourselves unbounded by yesterday's ideas, rules, habits, and conditions, we find a fresh sheet upon which to record the intentions and desires of our souls. Enlightenment requires self-examination and self-purification. What served us in the past may need to be released for our future journey. We might be required to give up attachment to a certain outcome that keeps us tied to a narrow view of possibilities. For some, the new story today may involve taking power back from someone or something that we have allowed to dictate our choices. Others of us may need to flush out old, limiting ideas that keep us playing small. Some may have to give up self-talk that would have us convinced that we're not good enough to live the lives of our dreams. And the affirmation is, I vow this day to be a fresh transparency through which the light of the divine shines.